This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Real Shape of the Coast by John Lutz. Where the slender peninsula crooks like a beckoning finger in the warm water, where the ocean waves crash in umbrellas of foam over the low-lying rocks to roll and ebb on the narrow white sand beaches, there squats in a series of low rectangular buildings and patterns of high fences, the state institution for the criminal incurably insane. There are 20 of the sharp-angled buildings, each rising bricked and hard out of sandy soil like an undeniable fact. Around each building is a 10-foot redwood fence topped by barbed wire, and these fences run to the sea's edge to continue as gossamer networks of barbed wire that stretch out to the rocks. In each of the rectangular buildings live 6 men. And on days when the ocean is suitable for swimming, it is part of their daily habit, indeed part of their therapy, to go down to the beach and let the waves roll over them, or simply to lie in the purging sun and grow beautifully tan. Sometimes, just out of the grasping reach of the waves, the men might build things in the damp sand, but by evening those things would be gone. However, some very interesting things have been built in the sand. The men in the rectangular buildings were not just marking time until their real death. In fact, the incurably insane in the institution's name was something of a misnomer. It was just that there was an absolute minimum of hope for these men. They lived in clusters of 6, not only for security's sake, but so that they might form a more or less permanent sensitivity group, day-in, day-out group therapy, with occasional informal gatherings supervised by young Dr. Montaigne. Here, under the subtle and skillful probings of Dr. Montaigne, the men bared their loss.